this Sunday?
No, I just plan, you know, to do what Coach tell me to do. And whatever he got planned, I'm with it. And, you know, like I said, it's a lot that we still got to accomplish and a lot we still want to accomplish. You know, we're not where we want to be. And, you know, there's a lot to learn from last game and, you know, this whole week of practice preparation for Baltimore. And, you know, hopefully, you know, it is more touches. If it is or not, you know, I just want to come out with a W.
Hey, Norris was saying that you like to run out of the shotgun. Why do you like to be back here? Just comfortable to see everything?
Yeah, I think it's more comfortable to see everything. Instead of just moving downhill, you know, at a certain pace or just, you know, just hitting a hole just real fast at certain times. But you can see it, I think you can see it better from which way your blitz is coming from and, you know, which way your safeties are moving. You ain't got nobody in front of you or nothing like that. I think you can just see the field more.
I think after the game Sunday, you said something like you guys weren't totally prepared for that first one. Do you feel you'll be more prepared on Sunday?
I don't think I said we wasn't prepared. I just said that we got a lot to, you know, to accomplish and a lot to, you know, we got to get better at stuff that we want to do and maintain. You know, and saying with that, like I said, it's early. And we know going in, you know, coming out the preseason that, you know, we had a pretty good preseason, but we wasn't where we wanted to be. You know, with a new staff, with new players, with new teammates, it's still, you know, it's not an excuse, but we still need to be, you know, to where we're comfortable doing everything.
Can you talk about going against this Ravens defense and all the stars across the board on that front?
It's Baltimore. I mean, what game that you don't get more pumped up by you playing the champions from last year and the defense that give you a much of an opportunity to say that, man, we won against this defense, or they had this front and they had these linebackers and we still did this and that, and or we made them miss, or we hit them in their mouth first, or this and that. And this defense here is talented. It's more talented than I have ever seen them. You know, even with Ray and Ed not there, man, it's pretty talented. They're fast. They're bullies. They're going to do anything they can to stop you. They're just not talented up front. They're talented all around. You know, it's an all-pro defense. And so you see a lot of guys being a Pro Bowl on this defense. So, I mean, it's a lot of talent. I played with a couple of guys, Terrence Cody, Upshaw, and I know them guys there are real talented.
Is there one guy in the bunch that you just think, man, this is the guy I got to beat?
You got to look at all of them like that. It's not just one guy, you know, and there's much respect to these guys for maintaining their, you know, their high standard every year, in and out. You know, with the defense they got now, you know, I know it's going to be a tough fight.
Does it take more practice to create a running game out of the shotgun?
No, I don't think it takes more practice. You know, I think it's just like any other running game. I mean, you look at the game when Philly was doing their running game out the shotgun, they had pretty much good results. But at the same time, don't get me wrong, I love to be in the eye or, you know, behind the center, you know. But I think the shotgun is pretty good, too.
Trent, were you surprised you didn't play much on third down? And Norv said it's kind of a progression to get you ready to play on third down. What do you think you still need to do to get ready?
I don't know. Like I said, it's preparation, man. I was kind of surprised, like, you know, what you just said, that I didn't play as much. But I knew as the game went on that I was going to play more. But like I said, we got a good third down back with Obi, too. And I know Obi, you know, he's prepared for all things. And, you know, but it was kind of, you know, a shocker that I wasn't playing as much as I thought I was going to be on third down.
You know, when you got off to that start, you thinking I'm gonna have a huge game today?
I just thought that we were gonna run the ball, and I thought it was gonna be a real good day. That I just knew that if we could run the ball on any team, I feel like it's gonna be a fight down to the finish, or we're gonna win.
Trent, I think everybody's waiting for that game where you go, you know, 25 carries, 185, something like that. Is it coming?
It should be. Like I said, I control the things I can control. When I get the ball, that's when I, you know, can be my best. And even when I don't have the ball, like I said, my offensive line, we got to get better on all ends. You know, not just pass blocking and run blocking. We got to make sure we do everything right, good penalties and all stuff like that. But our offensive line is getting better every day, you know. And I recommend these guys and all the hard work and all the diversity they've been through with the two offensive linemen being down.
Will they have a bullseye on you, considering the success that you had against them in that last meeting last year?
I look at every team as they got a bullseye on me, you know, no matter who it is. And I reckon they will have a bullseye on me, so, and that's how I look at every team. And you know, from my standpoint, I feel like if this team got a bullseye on me, the next team gonna have a bullseye on me. So if every team bringing 100% to me, I'm gonna bring, you know, just that much more. And I know that they gave me their A game at the end of the game. And, you know, if I had a lot of success or, you know, very little, I know I still went out there and did my best.
Hey, Trent, you know, Norv did say that it wasn't exactly the way he wanted it. He wanted you over 20 carries. He wants you to get over 20 carries in every game. Is that something that, I mean, you're just kind of getting antsy to do to finally, you know, really carry the load?
Oh, yeah. It's something, you know, that you practice for, that you prepare for. And all my life I've been that guy. And so when it comes down to it, you know, at the end of the day, I control what I can control. But, you know, if it's going to help the team out, that I get less carries. But if it's going to help the team out, that I get more carries, I'm all for it. You know, I can't wait till that day to come to where I'm getting 25 reps or plus or whatever. And I know Coach, you know, felt like he let me down and this and that. And it's not that. Like I said, I'm behind Coach 100%. And I know, you know, we was playing behind, and so he had to do what he had to do to try to put points on the board.
Did you talk to Norbert Chet about?
Oh, yeah, man. And I told Coach, man, it's fine, Coach. I know we had a game plan, and, you know, when we get behind, it's hard to, you know, run a ball. And, you know, you get behind a team like that, man, you know, they got a threat quarterback, some good receivers, man. It's hard to fight back.
And that was Chud or Norby talking?
I talked to both of them. Okay.
Trent, how much help can the backs and tight ends give that offense? Because Norv said a couple times were protection breakdowns when they thought that the line had help.
I think the backs and the tight ends can help the linemen out a lot. You know, even calling stuff when we're in the shotgun, even calling stuff out for them that they don't see. Or even when we're in the backfield, even with runs. Like, I think it was one run we did a stretch play, and it should have been killed. And we didn't call it. And, you know, I was sitting there, you know, thinking in my head I was going to kill it. But it didn't, you know, get called. So I should have helped them more out on that end.
Does that opener change? You know, obviously the Broncos put up a ton of points on that defense. Does that change your opinion of them at all?
Oh, nah. I mean, everybody was hoping that we were going to come out with a bang and, you know, win. Is this and that, but that still don't change my mindset about our team. I mean, I still think we're going to have one of the best teams in the NFL this year. You know, and saying with that, you know, Baltimore is Baltimore at the end of the day. I don't even think people, you know, gave their defense enough accountability that they did last year. They was saying that they wasn't the best defense in the league, but at the end of the day, they still won the Super Bowl. And so, you know, you look at a team like that, man, that people – don't have much respect for, you know, when they say, oh, this team did this last year and they got beat Sunday or whenever they played. You know, you can't look at no team as they lightly or they not the same team, because at the end of the day, they still that team that everybody got a bullseye on.
Not many people rush for 100 yards against this Ravens defense. What does it say about you and your mindset that you were able to do that?
You know, it just, you know, makes me want to work harder. It makes me want to be that guy that always rushing for 100 or 90 plus or is going to get there and they're going to be like, man, I don't want to play against him, or this man here, you know, he's unbelievable. I want to be that guy that they always remember when it comes time to playing him.